This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are bringing back the Bucks, speaking of Bradenton, Florida, and this morning broadcasting from the Beach Club at the Marriott Resort and Spa, beautiful new hotel resort attached to the convention center here. And it's a great way to wrap up spring training this weekend as we get ready for the new Pirate season. Joining us, there's a special event today we want you to know about. Lori McDonald is the president and CEO for Victims, and today is a special day because they'd like to share that they're partnering with the state and to help provide victims compensation. And joining us, Lori, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So give us an idea for people who wonder, victims compensation. How does that work?
Well, victims compensation is a fund that is set up by deposits that are made by defendants, people who are convicted, and their fees and things like that, pay restitution and fees, that sort of thing. So that all goes into a fund that is then distributed to the victim's compensation pot, which is the VCAP, Victims Compensation Assistance Program. And at Center for Victims, we help victims fill out the necessary paperwork. And, you know, when you find yourself a victim of crime, you're not exactly thinking about what other things that you need to do and what the costs that you have that are affected by that someone who has become a crime victim is affected by is going to be exorbitant. It's a payer of last resort. So after your health insurance, the funeral costs, all those things we can support that once everything else has been accepted.
So you reached out to Governor Josh Shapiro and our Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to help really, and stabilize the funding for the program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the issue with these types of funds. There's one at the federal level called VOCA, and then in Pennsylvania, it's the Victims VCAP. So these funds are paid with restitution, but if there isn't enough that's collected, then there's not enough to go around for everybody. And unfortunately, it's a significant amount of money that the state puts out every year for victims' compensation. And so the governor, Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis, Lieutenant Governor Davis is here today to tell us to build support for an increase in that fund so we can ensure that everybody who finds themselves a victim of crime can access these funds. And so we applaud his interest in keeping that fund solvent because it's important for many, many people.
And give us an example of how this would work for an individual and how would they reach out to get more information from you about the Center for Victims.
Well, Center for Victims, we have a hotline that you can call. You can go to our website, and we're right here on Carson Street. And so what we do is we act as a conduit with Harrisburg. We do so many victim service claims that we have a dedicated specialist in Harrisburg to do our claims for us. And we do more than anybody else in the state. So we're very seasoned at doing this kind of work. And so we help the victim fill out the forms. We help them get the necessary, receipts and things together so that they can make application to the state. And the state then reviews the claim and the state pays the claim. And we just facilitate that process. You can also do it on your own. You can go to VCAP or Victims Assistance Program on Google, and you'll find the information.
All right, Lori, appreciate the work you do. Thank you, and good luck today.
Hey, thank you very much, Larry. And remember, anybody call our hotline, 866-391-1. Oh, that's your number. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, that's okay. They can call us, too.
Just go to centerforvictims.com. I mean, we're here to help, and we're very, very good at this, and we want to make sure that you get what you deserve, what you so richly deserve after you become a crime victim. So thank you, Larry.
President, you got it. The president and CEO of the Center for Victims, Lori McDonald, on the Big K Morning Show. I really appreciate Austin Davis, by the way, our lieutenant governor, who is from our area, and he's a rising star in his world with the governor. So appreciate them and what they do. It's not something that a lot of people want to talk about necessarily, but if you're somebody who has experienced and been a victim, that's really important information. And when we come back, we're going to be Trending with T, a new series we started with our own Tamira Rush this week on the Big K Morning Show.